From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, welcome back with me Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you beginning from news, commentary, other informations as well as Indonesian songs. Well listener, we begin with the news. And stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. This is Anya Sana with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi discusses repatriation of Rohingya Muslims with the UN envoy. European Union is optimistic that Indonesia will increase handling effort of climate change. And now the news in detail. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi discussed Myanmar issues with Special Envoy of the United Nations Secretary General for Myanmar Affairs, Christian Schraner Bergener, on the sidelines of the 74th United Nations General Assembly in New York, the United States, on Monday. The two high officials discussed about the condition of Rohingya Muslims, the situation at Rakhine State, as well as repatriation of Muslim Rohingya from refugee camps of Bangladesh to Myanmar. As quoted by Republika.co.id, Minister Retno at media briefing after the meeting in New York on Monday explained that for a week, Bergener will hold a meeting with many parties including Myanmar, China and Bangladesh to discuss about the repatriation. Minister Retno Marsudi further said that Bergener has many times expressed the United Nations' appreciation over the role of Indonesia in helping to resolve the problems in Rakhine State. European Union is optimistic that Indonesian government will keep on improving the effort of overcoming climate change impact. It was stated by Councillor of Climate Change and Environment of the European Union, Michael Bakke, after a Climate Diplomacy Week event at the Royal Netherlands Embassy in Jakarta on Monday. Michael Bakke explained that the optimism was shown from the participation of Indonesia in the Paris Agreement and several policies in the field of forestry, agriculture, and energy. Bakke also viewed that Indonesian government has also realized its commitment in controlling the climate change rate through the use of sustainable energy. Therefore, Michael Bakke is also optimistic that Indonesian government, along with European Union countries and other countries in the world, can strengthen cooperation to control the Earth's temperature so that it does not heat up and the impact of climate change can be decreased. Saudi Arabian Ambassador to Indonesia SMA Abid Al-Taghafi confirmed the bilateral relations between Saudi Arabia and Indonesia is getting increased. Ambassador SMA Abid at the 89th commemoration of Saudi Arabia National Day in Jakarta on Monday said that the cooperation of the two countries will keep growing under the two brilliant leaders, King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud and President Joko Widodo. At the joint committee meeting, the two leaders agreed to increase the country's cooperation in the fields of politics, economy, and investment. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has made assurance that the United Arab Emirates will follow through on its plan to invest in Indonesia prior to 2019 end. Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will hold talks with President Joko Widodo to discuss the follow-up of the agreements that both nations have reached. Panjaitan noted in a press statement released on Monday as quoted by Antara News Agency. Minister Luhut Binsar has had direct communication with Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, who pledged to telephonically contact President Joko Widodo on Monday to discuss the follow-up of the agreements that have been made with dialogue partners. Luhut Binsar admitted that to the Abu Dhabi Crown Prince, urging him to expedite the realization of several points in the agreements to facilitate the realization of some investment plans before the conclusion of this year. This news comes to you from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. South Korea's LG Chemical is considering building a facility to produce lithium batteries in Indonesia as a precautionary measure against the country's plan to ban nickel ore exports from January 2020. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan in a written statement released on Monday said that LG Chemical's plan to build the facility in Indonesia is the positive effect of the ban on nickel ore exports. At a meeting with LG Chemical in Seoul some time ago, they said they were considering to develop a lithium battery production facility in Indonesia after learning about Indonesia's plan to impose a ban on the export of nickel ore as of January 2020 and looking at the upward trend in nickel prices in the global market. The minister also stated that the South Korean company may join hands with a Chinese company or German car manufacturer Volkswagen that is presently into the development of electric cars. Minister Luhut Panjaitan expressed belief that LG will support the government's plan to develop electric cars. Japanese Sushite Indonesia's food company held some activities in Pramuka Island of Kepulauan Seribu or Thousand Islands as an effort to participate in conserving Indonesia's seas. Director of the company, Sony Kurniawan, in Jakarta on Monday, as quoted by Antara News Agency, explained that the event is participated in by all directors and 200 staffs. During the activities, they have planted 5,000 mangroves, released turtles, and planted coral reefs on the seabed. The event, themed From Sea to Sea, was aimed to improving awareness of Indonesian people over the importance of maintaining and the conservation of water management for islands in Indonesia. The location, which is close to the capital city, Jakarta, makes Kepulauan Seribu as one of favorite destinations for residents of Jakarta, even across Indonesia. And the last item, business actors in the fisheries sector from various Indonesian regions should promptly capitalize on the momentum of the trade war by supplying fishery commodities to the United States that had been supplied from China. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Minister Susi Pujiastuti, in a statement on Monday, admitted to encouraging Indonesian businessmen to derive maximum benefits from this trade war by boosting exports of fishery products to the U.S. Owing to the trade war, the U.S. imposes a 250% import tariff on Chinese products, resulting in 14,000 metric tons of tuna loin from China disappearing from the U.S. market. She also said the supply should be replaced by Indonesian fish. Chairman of the expert team of the Vice President and Chairman of the Indonesian Employers Association APINDO, Sofian Wanandi, had earlier stated that Indonesian government planned to replace China in the trade sector by approaching U.S. business persons. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi discusses repatriation of Rohingya Muslims with the UN envoy. European Union is optimistic that Indonesia will increase handling effort of climate change. And listeners, that's the news.
semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti. Pakulan setia berjiwa Pancasila. Kipra setia ada sekerjanya. Ampera tujuan utama. Penuh pengabdian pada revolusi. Demi Tuhan, demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Semboyan kami angkasawan RRI. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti. Padu yang setia berjiwa Pancasila. Kita setia landas sekerjanya. Ampera tujuan utama. Penuh pengabdian pada revolusi. Demi Tuhan, demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Hello listener, nice to meet you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Forest and Land Fire Disasters Need Joint Responsibility. Well listener, the heart of Indonesian people is foggy. A number of forest and land fires in Kalimantan, Sumatra and East Nusa Tenggara and Java have experienced widespread fires. As a result, some areas are affected by stinging haze. Based on data from the Minister of Environment and Forestry during January to 15 September 2019, 228,000 hectares of fires occurred in several regions in Indonesia. The number reached 64% of the area of forest and land fires over the past years. This year's forest and land fires that occurred in East Nusa Tenggara reached 108,000 hectares, Rio Kafrin 49,000 hectares, and Central Kalimantan 45,000 hectares. The haze that blankets some parts of Indonesia certainly makes the Indonesian people miserable. This disaster causes huge losses such as health problems, social, ecological, and economic impact, as well as reputation. Acting head of the Center for Information and Public Relations Data of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, Agus Wibowo, in a press conference on Monday, mentioned that based on the Minister of Health records, more than 900,000 people suffer from acute respiratory infections due to forest and land fires. This condition is quite alarming. In addition, in a number of regions such as in Pekanbaru, teaching and learning activities must stop temporarily, and a number of flights have to be cancelled due to the smoke that envelops the air. This condition must certainly receive a serious attention of all parties. Director of Conservation of WWF Indonesia, Lukas Adiakso, stated that the current forest and land fires are quite alarming, and they need to be coped with seriously by various parties because this is an emergency. Indonesia's Minister of Environment and Forestry has taken firm action by sealing 52 concession holders involved in burning forest and land. Other decisive actions to combat forest and land fires must be taken immediately by the government of Indonesia. More badly, the haze caused by the fire disaster has infiltrated several neighboring countries and has come to the attention of several foreign media. Al Jazeera, based in the Middle East, highlights the economic impact of the haze from Indonesian forest and land fires. In his article entitled "By the Numbers, Economic Impact of Southeast Asian's Haze," Al Jazeera reissues the data from previous years. The World Bank interprets a direct economic cost due to forest fires in 2015 recorded 221 trillion rupiah. Of course, Indonesia must avoid the losses suffered due to forest and land fires, which reach million hectares. This should not be repeated. Quick action to overcome must be immediately carried out by various parties and the perpetrators of forest and land fires must be punished. It sounds like a cliche if energy and participation of all parties, the government, the community, the business world, the media, and academics must be strengthened to overcome forest and land fires. But that's the truth, because the government agencies cannot overcome forest and land fires by themselves. Thus, forest and land fire disasters need joint responsibility. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in history, I'll begin with September the 24th, 1960. National Farmers Day is first celebrated. National Peasants Day is celebrated every September the 24th, especially by farmers throughout Indonesia. September the 24th was set as a reminder that on that date in 1960, the President of the Republic of Indonesia, Sukarno, enacted Law No. 5 of 1960 concerning basic regulation on agrarian principles. Turning to September the 24th, 1973, independence of Guinea-Bissau from Switzerland. The Republic of Guinea-Bissau is a country in West Africa. Guinea-Bissau was once part of the Kabu Kingdom, which was part of the Mali Empire. Parts of this kingdom lasted until the 18th century, while other parts were part of the Portuguese Empire. Its independence was declared on September the 24th, 1973 and recognized on September the 10th, 1974 by International World. The name of the capital city, Bissau, was added to the country's name to avoid confusion with the country with the same name, Guinea. Guinea-Bissau was a history of political instability since gaining independence, and a no elected president has been able to complete his post for 5 full years. I'll conclude with September the 24th, 1999. The Semanggi II tragedy. Yunhap, a University of Indonesia student, is shot dead. The Semanggi II or Semanggi II tragedy occurred on September the 24th, 1999, which led to the death of a student, Yap Yunhap. At that time, the transitional government intended to issue a law, the Prevention of Dangerous Condition, which the material, according to many circles, was very free for the military to handle the state of in accordance with military interests. That is why students moved in large numbers to jointly oppose the enactment of the law. Students from the University of Indonesia, UNHAP, died with a gunshot wound in front of Atmajaya University. The first incident was known as the Semanggi I tragedy on November 11 until 13, 1998. During the Indonesian Transitional Government, which killed 17 civilians. That was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Matahari sudah di penghujung petang. Ku lepas hari dan sebuah kisah tentang angan pilu yang dahulu melingkupi. Sejak saat itu langit senja tak lagi sama. Sebuah janji terbentang di langit biru. Janji yang datang bersama pelangi. kabut sendu pun berganti menjadi rindu. Sejak saat itu langit senja tak lagi sama.
There was the song entitled Memulai Kembali, sung by Monita Tahalia. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. Well, the topic of today's My Indonesia is Graphene Firmed Indonesia, directly export coffee worth 1 million euros to Slovakia. Well, listeners, a premium coffee producer from West Java, Graphene Indonesia, signed Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with its partner, Persky Persecute Slovakia, for coffee delivery to Central Europe worth 1 million euros in Bratislava, Slovakia, last Wednesday. The MOU was signed by R. Eugen Leonardi, Chief Executive Officer of PT Inti Graphene Indonesia, and his partner Lukas Orishak, Director of Bratislava, Slovakia. As quoted from the website kemlo.go.id, the signing of the MOU was witnessed by Indonesian Ambassador to Slovakia, Adiawidi Adiwoso Asmadi, and it was held at the Indonesian Embassy in Bratislava, the Slovak Republic. Ambassador Adiwidi Adiwoso greatly appreciated the realization of direct export cooperation carried out by Graphene and Brosket, remembering that Indonesian coffee circulating in Slovakia has been imported from large traders outside of Slovakia, such as Italy, Austria, Czech, Poland, and Germany. He explained the Indonesian embassy in Bratislava strongly support Graphene Indonesia in this cooperation, because in addition to increasing bilateral trade relations, Graphene Indonesia also choose Slovakia as a hub for their coffee products in Central and Eastern Europe. He also said the realization of this cooperation is one of the concrete manifestations of Indonesian economic diplomacy in Slovakia. Meanwhile, Eugen Leonardi, Chief Executive Officer of PT Inti Graphene Indonesia, said Graphene chose Brost because of the company's commitment to include the originality of Indonesian coffee products in every product they produce and the promotion they carry out in Slovakia and Central Europe. Eugen Leonardi also said that the signing of the MU is a form of seriousness to cooperate with Indonesian premium coffee segment in the Central European market, considered to have great potential, especially in Slovakia, the Czech Republic, Austria, Hungary, and Slovenia. Graphene Indonesia also thanked the Indonesian embassy in Bratislava for introducing a new market for coffee, tea, and cascara in Central Europe. Since January 2018, Eugen Leonardi has come to Bratislava four times and attended several meetings with potential partners in Indonesia to finalize the marketing of Graphene's premium products in Europe and to further enhance the high image of Indonesian coffee in the world. Meanwhile, Lukas Ondrisak, director of Brusk Prescott Slovakia, expressed his satisfaction because he has become an official partner of Grafen Indonesia in the Central European region. He is only satisfied with the sample of the coffee that has been tried, and he also knows that Grafen coffee has been awarded several times at international coffee events in the United States, Canada, Japan, and Europe. He added that Slovakia is very pleased to be partnering with Grafam, which is an Indonesian coffee producer with high quality. Lukas also said that Slovakia is waiting for the arrival of the first shipment of Grafam coffee, scheduled to arrive in October 2019, so that it could be distributed immediately, remembering that the customer in Slovakia and the surrounding countries have already demanded the shipment of the coffee supplies. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Takkan pernah terlintas untuk tinggalkan kamu jauh dariku, kasihku, karena aku milikmu. Kamu milikku, separuh nyawaku. Hidup bersamamu, berdua kita lewati. Meski hujan badai takkan berhenti, sehidup semati. Mentari pun tahu ku cinta padamu. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, aku kan selalu ada temani hingga hari tua. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, setia akan ku jaga kita teman bahagia. Takkan pernah ku lupa kamu yang ku cinta. Dari ujung kaki hingga ujung kepala, aku ingin kamu, kamu yang ku mau. Belahan jiwaku, kamu masa depanku. Berdua kita lewati, meski hujan badai takkan berhenti. Sehidup semati, mentari pun tahu ku cinta padamu. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, aku kan selalu ada temani hingga hari tua. Percaya aku takkan kemana-mana, setia akan ku jaga.
The song entitled Teman Bahagia, sung by Jazz. You still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce Gegudu Banana Culinary to you from Lampung. Lampung is a province located in the southernmost of Sumatra Island. It is well known as the Banana City. Therefore, no wonder if you have culinary tour in Lampung, you will find various kinds of Lampung typical culinaries using banana as raw ingredient. One of them is gegudu. The snack is usually enjoyed along with a cup of coffee or tea in the evening. Generally, gegudu is made from types of banana such as ambon, uli, or kapok. The making process of gegudu is quite simple. Firstly, banana is mashed, then mixed with flour, sugar, and eggs. The dough is fried until cooked and has brownish color, then the food is ready to eat. Gegudu banana has savory and sweet flavor with crispy texture. It is easy to find gegudu banana culinary in Lampung. Usually, it is sold at coffee stalls in the evening. Gegudu is sold with various toppings. Many toppings can be used as complement, such as chocolate mousses, raisins, or sweetened condensed. The price is affordable, around 2,000 to 5,000 rupiah per piece. So, please enjoy the gegudu banana culinary if you visit Lampung someday. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Sampai nanti, sampai.
You have just listened to the song entitled Sampai Nanti, sung by Radini. For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expression, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Overseas Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is film komedi atau film drama, or in English, comedy or drama films. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on film comedy or film drama, or in English, comedy or drama films. Tony invited Enda to watch a film. They are already in the cinema. They were discussing about the film they were going to watch.
Kamu lebih suka film komedi atau film drama?
Aku lebih suka film drama daripada film komedi.
Kalau begitu, kamu lebih suka drama keluarga atau percintaan?
Keduanya.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce the expression and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is film comedy atau film drama. Film comedy atau film drama, which means comedy or drama films. I will say the words two times, and you can repeat after me. Lebih suka, which means prefer. Daripada, which means rather than. Di bioskop, which means in cinema. Di rumah, which means at home. Keduanya, which means both. Dua-duanya, which means both. Kedua film itu, which means both films. Kamu lebih suka film komedi atau film drama? Kamu lebih suka film komedi atau film drama? Which means, do you prefer comedy or drama? Aku lebih suka film drama daripada film komedi. Aku lebih suka film drama daripada film komedi. Which means, I prefer drama movies to comedy. Kalau begitu, kamu lebih suka drama keluarga atau drama percintaan? Kalau begitu, kamu lebih suka drama keluarga atau drama percintaan? Which means, so you prefer family drama or romance drama? In the conversation, you heard Tony ask Joko, kamu lebih suka film drama atau film komedi? Kamu lebih suka film drama atau film komedi, which means do you prefer drama or comedy films? And Enda answered, saya lebih suka film drama daripada film komedi. Saya lebih suka film drama daripada film komedi, which means I prefer drama movies to comedy. To express preference for one thing over another, you can use the preferred expression lebih suka blah 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 daripada. Lebih suka blah 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 daripada, which means prefer blah 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 to something. As heard in the conversation earlier, other forms of use in other contexts can be heard in the following. Kamu lebih suka menonton film di bioskop atau di rumah? Kamu lebih suka nonton film di bioskop atau di rumah? Which means, do you prefer watching movies in the cinema or at home? Aku lebih suka menonton di bioskop daripada di rumah. Aku lebih suka nonton di bioskop daripada di rumah. Which means, I prefer watching in the cinema than at home. Furthermore, when Endah is asked about the type of drama film he likes more, Endah replies, keduanya. Keduanya, which means both of them. In daily conversation, to answer that you like both, you can say keduanya. Keduanya, which means both, or dua-duanya. Dua-duanya, which also means both. In full sentences, you can say saya suka keduanya. Saya suka keduanya, which means I like both. Or saya suka dua-duanya. Saya suka dua-duanya, which means I like both films. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of conversation once more.
Kamu lebih suka film komedi atau film drama?
Aku lebih suka film drama daripada film komedi.
Kalau begitu, kamu lebih suka drama keluarga atau percintaan?
Keduanya.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to learn more about Indonesian. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Tubuh saling bersandar ke arah mata angin berbeda. Kau menunggu datangnya malam saat ku menanti fajar. Sudah coba berbagai cara agar kita tetap bersama. Tersisa dari kisah ini hanya kau takut ku hilang. Perdebatan apapun menuju kata pisah. Jangan paksakan genggamanmu. Izinkan aku pergi dulu. Yang berubah masih bisa melihatku. Kau harus percaya ku tetap teman baikmu. Oh, oh. Sudah coba berbagai cara agar kita tetap bersama. Yang tersisa dari kisah ini hanya kau takut ku hilang. Perdebatan apapun menuju kata pisah. Jangan paksakan genggamanmu. Yang berubah hanya tak lagi ku milikmu. Kau harus percaya ku tetap teman baikmu. Izinkan aku pergi dulu. Yang berubah hanya. Oh,
kau harus percaya ku tetap teman baikmu. Oh, oh.
There was a song entitled Pamit or Goodbye, sung by Tulus. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a Malayan song to you entitled Sri Tamiang, which will be sung by Yan Junet. The song Sri Tamiang contains of advice rhymes. Lyrics of the song are sung repeatedly. This Malayan song tells about advice of life, which states that regret is useless. The song Sri Tamiang enters into Ghazal Malay music category. Ghazal Malay music is the Malayan orchestra music which developed in Riau Islands. This music genre is an acculturation result between local Malayan and Middle East cultures which was carried out by traders in the 18th century. No wonder the music is very influenced by Islamic values from Middle East. Usually, it has a melancholic rhythm. Well, listener, here is the song Sri Tamiang by Yan Junet. Enjoy the song.
Kemudi di balik tanjung
Voice of Indonesia.
Pagi ke pagi ku terjebak di dalam ambisi, seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi. Rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari terang. Keluarlah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu. Bekerja bersama hati, kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru. Berkarya bersama hati. Ekoku merangkul orang-orang yang mulai sejiwa denganku. Kebeeman membukakan jalan mencari teman. Bergeraklah dari zona nyaman.
Thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.